Hello, sweethearts. Welcome to Love Letters 2. I'm Alicia.
Hi, everyone. I'm Melissa.
Melissa, I'm really excited today about my love letter.
I'm excited, too. What you got?
I've kept it a surprise, but I am awfully excited, as in the month of April, we celebrate National Poetry Month.
Nice. I wonder how many people know that it's National Poetry Month.
National Poetry Month? I'm surprised if more people don't. It is the largest literary celebration in the world, with tens of millions of readers, students, K through 12 teachers, librarians, booksellers, literary events, curators, publishers, and bloggers, and naturally poets, marking this month and how important poetry is in our culture and in our lives.
I think that's great. I didn't know it was such a big deal. I mean, I knew poetry was a big deal. I didn't know National Poetry Month was a big deal.
Well, the Academy of American Poets established April as National Poetry Month in 1996, very much inspired by the successful celebrations of Black History Month in February and Women's History Month in March. There are a few goals that National Poetry Month has in their manifesto. The goals of National Poetry Month include highlighting the extraordinary legacy and ongoing achievement of American poets, to encourage the reading of poems, to assist teachers in bringing poetry into their classrooms, to increase the attention paid to poetry by national and local media, encourage increased publication and distribution of poetry books, and encourage support for poets and poetry.
Those are all important goals.
I figured we could celebrate in our own way National Poetry Month of April. I found a few April-flavored poems for us today for our love letter.
I cannot wait to hear those.
The first poem comes to you from Ogden Nash. It is called Always Marry an April Girl. Praise the spells and bless the charms. I found April in my arms. April golden, April cloudy, gracious, cruel, tender, rowdy. April soft in flowered languor, April cold with sudden anger. Ever changing, ever true, I love April, I love you.
Always marry an April girl. I wonder how many times he plans to marry.
Our next April selection comes from the poet Sarah Teasdale. This poem is simply called April. The roofs are shining from the rain. The sparrows twitter as they fly. With a windy April grace, the little clouds go by. Yet the backyards are bare and brown with only one unchanging tree. I could not be so sure of spring, save that it sings in me.
That's nice. It's upbeat.
Our last poetry selection today in honor of April and National Poetry Month comes to us from E.E. Cummings. This is one of my favorite springtime April poems. When faces called flowers float out of the ground, and breathing is wishing and wishing is having, but keeping is downward and doubting and never, it's April. Yes, April, my darling, it's spring. Yes, the pretty birds frolic as spry as can fly. Yes, the little fish gambol as glad as can be. Yes, the mountains are dancing together. When every leaf opens without any sound and wishing is having and having is giving, but keeping is doting and nothing and nonsense alive. We're alive, dear. It's kiss me now, spring. Now the pretty birds hover. So she and so he, and now the little fish quiver, so you and so I, now the mountains are dancing, the mountains. When more that was lost has been found, and having is giving and giving is living, but keeping is darkness and winter and cringing. It's spring, all the night becomes day, it's spring. All the pretty birds dive to the heart of the sky. All the little fish climb through the mind of the sea. All of the mountains are dancing.
That is some imagery there.
I tried to fluff myself up a little bit about this month because as I live in Georgia, allergies are a real thing. So I thought poetry might make me feel a little bit better. I encourage all of you to go find a little poetry to fill in your tender heart this month.
I think everyone should dabble in poetry a little.
I agree. Find a little poem, and we should all celebrate April as National Poetry Month together.
Yeah, go to your library and get a poetry book. It'll inspire you.
100% recommend from the team here at Love Letters 2, from us to you. Angels, thanks for stopping in to our little tiny poetry slam here for Love Letters 2 today. We're going to be back on Thursday with a brand new episode. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And until we meet again, darlings,
stay in love.
Thanks for listening to Love Letters 2, a Hemlock Creatives production. Feel like showing some love to Love Letters 2? We'd love it if you tell a friend or leave us a kind review or even come and visit us on social media. You can find us at Instagram or Facebook at Love Letters 2 Podcast. You can also reach out and email us at loveletters2podcast@gmail.com or visit our website at loveletters2podcast.com. Until we meet again in the next episode, darlings, stay in love.